Well, in a very special episode of the Adam and Drew Show, Drew
got stabbed.
Avoided death, essentially. Yeah. You're underselling it.
I stabbed myself, though. It's a problem.
Yeah.
In the foot.
Yep. That's what Drew did. So we'll get all up in that. We'll talk about some serotonin reuptake inhibitors as well. First, Canvas.
And your family.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Canvas Relief. Organic, all-natural, premium CBD brand. Some of the best CBD oils and creams available for sleep, anxiety, and pain. Don't believe me. Try it out for yourself.
You use it, don't you, for sleep?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I put the drops under my tongue. I relax, and I drift away.
A lot of good anecdotes out there about the effects of CBD, so try it out.
Unlike THC, CBD is not psychoactive, so you're never going to get that high feeling, but you do get the relaxed feeling, and it does help with the sleep. So they're offering our first 500 listeners who respond to this offer with their travel size CBD relief cream for just $2. You can visit canvasrelief.com/ADS and get your little travel size CBD relief cream. And it's just $2 and you should get on it because they're going to go fast. No strings attached, no hidden subscription fees. Just try it out. Highest quality CBD on the market. That's canvasrelief.com/ADS, right, Matt?
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got the internet. Get it on. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. What I do is not what Drew does. What I do is better than what Drew does. That's why I get the big bucks. I just get you, brother. Yeah, back for you, right? No, but I wouldn't, you know, I say things, but I'm doing, you know, when push comes to shove, man, as bros, man, sticking with water. I'll tell you that, man.
Yeah.
I gotta say that, because bros before water. You know what I'm saying, man? This goes drop a trial, man. No, but you know, the truth, what I'm saying is, that's that. You know what I'm saying?
This is why we have words.
I want to thank canvasrelief.com/ADS, lifelock.com, promo code M, Pluto TV, truecar.com as well. What's going on with you, Drew? What are you thinking about? Thinking about words again?
You know, no, I'm not thinking about words right now. I never knew there was such a thing. Did I mention this to you? It's an electric X-Acto knife. Yeah.
I like where your head's at, Drew.
Until I stabbed myself in the foot with it in my garage. It was awful.
Who brought an electric X-Acto knife home?
Well, you know it wasn't me.
That's what I'm alluding to.
So Susan has a friend who is quite crafty. And she helped us set up the studio, the podcasting studio in our home. And she was had a bag of
showing up soldering iron or wood.
The X-Acto knife things down below. You add it all. You put it on top of it. There, see. That's went in my foot.
Oh, you put it's not really an electric X-Acto knife. I guess it is. It's a soldering iron that you put a.
It turns the tip of that knife
it turns
hot.
Into a hot razor knife. I get it. Okay.
This thing had a big, mine had a, when I stabbed myself with it, a pretty big razor on it.
So where was it?
It was in a bag on the garage, and I just stepped right on into it, and it literally was like being shot.
Literally?
I mean, it just stopped me. It just like.
Why was the bag where you could step on it? I don't want to get your wife into trouble, but I am very. I like when people put shit away, and I don't like when people don't put shit away.
It was waiting for her to go home, essentially. She had to come get her stuff. It was in a bag.
Couldn't have been removed from the top of a bench or something.
It was off to the side.
On.
What was weird is that.
Why'd you kick it then?
Didn't kick it. I just kind of – I don't – it was weird. I mean, why was my foot near a bag is what I – because I was reaching for something on a counter, mm-hmm. and I think I sort
You're
of
– barefoot?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I sort of slid into the bottom of the bag, and it was right there. I just was a direct hit.
Mm.
Just sort of bad timing, bad position.
It is, but pardon me, Drew. Pardon me. But – I really like to avoid things. Like I, you know, there's a lot of, bad timing or, you know, he just left the front door unlocked for an hour and that's when the thieves came in, you know. It's like, I want to avoid that
especially
stuff.
Especially for
you know?
Me, I agree with you most wholeheartedly when it comes to sharp objects. I cannot stand a knife on a drain board without a lip. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do not like knives that could slip off the edge of a counter.
Oh, I see. I see. On a counter that doesn't have the raised lip.
Right.
The bull nose
I will put any knife I see in our kitchen, anyway, I put it in the sink.
Yeah, yeah.
They're all over our kitchen every night.
Yeah, yeah.
And it freaks me the hell out.
Yeah. Well, I'm not really wired that way. I mean, in danger. But I get you. Like, I'll do things like I think people – set things down. Like I'll find myself doing this sometimes.
Mm.
I'll be like standing in the garage. I'll be holding my coffee mug and I'll go, oh, I got to go back in the house, grab my glass or something. And I'll start to like set it down on the roof of the car. And I'll go, no, don't put it there.
Yes.
You're giving yourself a 2% chance of driving off with it on the roof of your car. I'm not going to do that.
Sort of. That's something that came late in life. That phenomenon.
Yes, you got to work up to that.
Yeah, and I would call it. It goes under the category of maturity, but it's not really that. It's more knowing yourself. You know what I mean?
And it's also training yourself know yourself.
Yeah,
like
I do the same thing with memory things too. Like I used to just rely on my memory for everything. I write some things down just to be sure.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
I had 3 steno pads going the other day. I had all the stuff you're going to bring with you when you go to the track for a week, like literally just earplugs and eye shades for when you sleep and then junk chewing gum because you like to chew gum when you're in the car. You know, it's just like list after list after list after list.
Do you like that part of the travel in the car, driving and stuff?
I like the idea that it's not scattershot, that there's a rhyme and a reason for everything.
Have you found that planning, particularly I'm thinking about travel because that's where it bugs me. Any travel has now planning, you know, equipment and planning associated with it. Bother you or not bother you?
My feeling with travel is I'm not – that I'm not neither here nor there. It's just I don't want to go into a hotel room and realize that my foam earplugs and my padded eye shade are on my nightstand and not with me.
Okay, lovey.
That's lovey. So that's what I don't.
But,
now,
but that's the kind of stuff that bugs me a lot these days. It's the whole I don't like procedural nonsense.
There's also kind of a weird It's kind of a weird, I guess what it would be is it's like I can will things into happening and I can have this sort of premonition of things that happen and I can also have, and I'll think of the term that's escaping me right now, but what I'm saying is I just think, like, okay, I'll just wake up and I'll just go, mirrors, car, mirrors. I got to sit in the car. I got to adjust those mirrors while it's back here. I don't want to be going out in the track. And then you're trying to adjust the mirror and the mirror gets to the end of where you can move it and it's still no good. And so you have to redo it or whatever. But I had this funny, funny situation, I guess. Funny situation. I just somehow had this, like, I just sort of got up one morning and I wrote down car seat, car seat. And
why?
Because the car seat that I would use in my race car is unlike any car seat that I have in any of my race cars, and that it's adjustable. You can take the hook or the lever, you can lift it up and slide it back and then slide it forward and then kind of lock it in place by putting the lever back. And I remember having this thought of, like, I don't think it's that safe.
Yeah.
It should be bolted in.
Those could
slip. All the cars.
Right.
It could. Yeah. It hasn't, but it could. So I had this thought, and I remember the thought was, I want it locked into place. I want it bolted in. All my car seats and all my race cars are just bolted in. And the reason they don't move is because no one else drives them, and no one, the kids don't have to get in the back.
Right.
There's no valet. This is for me. You figure out where you want it, bolt it. And I walked in to the shop a week before we left for the race, and I said to my mechanic, Sean, I said, hey, Sean, I've been thinking about this. I want to take this seat. I want to put in a proper race seat, slightly safer, newer, more modern seat. Safer. The modern seats are a little safer.
Proper. Proper.
Proper. And I want to put it in. I want to bolt it in. When I figure out what this is, I'm bolt it in. And he said, that's a 935 seat. Like, this is the seat that comes with the 935, you know? And I said, yeah, I get it, but I just want to bolt one in. And he said, I don't know. It's a pretty cool seat. Mm. And I said, okay, I get it. But it just feels like the track is bad or loose or something. I said, take it out. Clean it real good, re-lube it and everything, and just make sure the action is good on it. We can lock it in place and blah, blah, blah. And he said, okay. And he did. And I got out to the track, and I went out, I got it where we wanted it, locked it in place. I'd driven the car multiple times with this mechanism. Went out, got about five laps in, the seat just slid back, just started sliding around. Now, as soon as it slides back, your harness just gets loose. Mm. Now you're driving around the track at speed. You're doing a race.
During the race?
Yeah. That's the morning qualifying session. Now the thing's loose. Now you can tighten your harness back up, but you're too far away now. You've pulled yourself. You've now locked yourself all the way,
your legs are extended to drive the damn
car. So now what you do is during the braking, as I'm braking, I'm trying to push forward and reach down and grab this weird handle and see if I can get myself relocked. And I thought to myself, well, I should have known this was coming.
Yeah.
Because I walked into the shop a week earlier and said, I want to lock off this seat. And it's weird. It's never happened before.
Could it be the lubrication that he did on the thing?
Could have had to do with some of that. But it was still like locked into place. Like, it's a track and you pull the handle down and it just locks. And somehow it came loose and it slid around. But self-fulfilling prophecy is what I was trying to say earlier. But it just was like, when you have those kind of thoughts, I don't know. I guess you got to follow through with them, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You should follow through with Pluto TV. See what I did there, Drew? Yeah. 60 seconds. That's as long as this is going to last.
In true car.
Oh, what did I say? Pluto TV?
Pluto TV. I could talk about Pluto if you like.
Oh, you talk about
Pluto. I'll talk about Pluto.
Sorry.
It's the leading streaming television service. Watch over 100-plus television channels and thousands of movies on demand, all free. Pluto does not ask for a credit card. They don't even ask you to identify yourself. You don't have to sign up to watch for free. Just download that app. Pow. Watch that menu show on up. It's a
pow.
Yeah, it's just like you're used to seeing from your cable service or your satellite service. It's one of those scrolling menus, and you see all the hundreds of TV channels, thousands of movies, all on demand. What are you waiting for? Never pay for TV again. And you can download that Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices today. including your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStation, anywhere you stream, you can put that Pluto TV. And, well, you also check out the Chassis channel, channel 585, see all the Corolla material there. And the Pluto is pretty amazing. You'll wonder how you've done without it and why, if you want to cut the cable, why you didn't go immediately to Pluto first. Pluto TV, check it out.
Yeah, so planning, execution, and there's something satisfying and gratifying about that. And I fear that people are depriving themselves of that plan and execute and then plan and execute again, yes?
Yeah. We've been talking a little bit about that lately.
Think about being away from where you are, at the track or whatever, and then going, oh, we need a zip tie to fix this thing. And then you go, do we have zip ties? Yes, we have five sizes. Go pick one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a good experience. I didn't even say it's a good feeling. It's like it's a good experience. Max, 40, Louisville,
yes,
Kentucky,
sir.
What's going on?
I'm waiting on, ready to talk to Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla.
What's going on, my brother?
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Nice.
Thank you.
My girlfriend is suffering from depression, and she's been on Vibrid for a short time, and it worked out great.
Mm.
And then she lost her insurance.
Oh, boy.
And they put her on some other stuff. Now she's, like, back down.
Oh, boy.
What's Vibrant?
It's like a relative of Prozac, let's say.
Mm-hmm. It's a reuptake inhibitor. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but she was on it, and they weaned her up,
mm-hmm.
and she was doing so great. She was so happy. I've never seen this in her before.
I mean, you said weaned her up.
Yeah, it's just
They started 10 milligrams, 5, 10, 20. They weaned her up, and she was cleaning the house and just doing great.
Wow. Give me some of that.
So much to explain. But then we lost our insurance for her.
Mm.
So I bought some personal insurance for her. And now they said they covered it, and it's like $350 a month.
That's with insurance coverage.
With insurance.
Jeez.
And the insurance company said, there is no generic brand.
That is true.
So I researched it this morning, and there is a generic brand.
No.
But it's not approved yet.
What does that mean?
Basically, that's what I want to talk to Dr. Drew
about.
Well,
what's the closest serotonin reuptake inhibitor?
Really probably something like Prozac, really.
But you're saying she's tried Prozac?
No, she just started depression medicine, Vibrid.
What did they put you on? What did they put her on that didn't work?
I have it right in front of me. It is, can I spell it?
Yeah.
ESCITALOPRAM.
Escitalopram, right?
Right. And now she's been taking this for.
Would have been funny if you just held a thumb up. That'd be better. Pa.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. So this isn't. Drew, how.
So
what is this?
That's Lexapro.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another good mild one, less side effects. And it's a little. The other one you can use more of, and it's a little more powerful. It's a little harder to use a lot of Lexapro. That's why I was sort of thinking something like Prozac might work better. But
$350 to come home and see Lynette vacuuming? I feel like that's a small – look, we're in a different bracket, obviously, Max, but that's a small price to pay for this podcast.
This is your girlfriend or wife?
Well, I didn't know I was on the air. Hello, Dr. Drew and Adam. Long-time fan.
Wait. We've been talking – wait. What are you doing? We've been talking to you the whole time on the air.
To be fair to him, he did say, I'm waiting on hold when you guys answered his call.
Oh,
and then Adam said, what's up? So he might have thought he was still talking to a screener.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
That's okay.
Yeah, she was on the Vibrid. Did really great.
No,
we got all that.
We got it all.
Same people.
Yeah, got all that.
Yeah. Are you married or your girlfriend? It says girlfriend, Drew.
Okay.
Just a girlfriend.
I just think it's pretty
cool.
Look, hey, I think it's pretty cool he bought insurance for it. That's all I wanted to point out. I mean, nice dude.
Where are you employed, Max?
I'm a licensed plumber in Louisville, Kentucky.
Hey,
and
Max,
they won't put her on my insurance.
I get it. How much money can you make an hour as a licensed plumber in Louisville, Kentucky?
I'm at 60 grand a year as a foreman. I make $30 an hour, something like that.
$30 an hour. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm just curious how the trades are working. You were using a lot of PEX these days, ABS, you know? What are you using there, PVC? Are you using a lot of PEX?
Well, see, you sounded like, okay, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, guys. I've been talking to a lot of guys that have been bumping in. Hey, you're coming up. Hey, you're coming up. And when you first bumped in, I thought I was talking to another dude.
We got it.
Max Zapata, whatever.
We understand.
It was Adam. Holy crap. I'm talking to Adam Carolla.
Are you using a lot of PEX over there? You're doing residential, commercial? What are you using?
I do it all. I do. I want to be your czar. I want to be your plumbing czar.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. You always talk about ABS.
Yeah.
Hey, ABS, throw it in the garbage. PVC, brother.
PVC.
I've been wanting to tell you this for 20-something years. PVC.
Well, now you sound like one ass.
I'm listening to Adam and Dr. Drew, and all I hear is cars, which I love cars. I'm a NASCAR fan.
What?
I love Dr. No, the whole reason I'm calling is to talk to Dr. Drew.
I know, we got it.
I see this guy as more of a Formula Atlantic, maybe Indy Lights guy. Mm. Maybe. You know, maybe Formula Ford or F1, but NASCAR.
I want to talk to Adam Carolla for years and years. I listened to you from 94 when I was in high school.
Thank you, Max.
You know how to get nervous.
Max, all right, so listen, you don't like PVC, you like ABS.
No, I hate ABS. I like PVC.
Oh, sorry. Like PVC. And you use it for the supply and the waste?
No, we only use PVC for waste and vents, DWV, drain waste and vents. And we use PEX, copper.
For the supply.
Copper.
Yeah.
Wurzbo. I know it all.
I got you, Max. All right, Drew, what do we do about this medication?
I don't see any... Vibrid generics.
Oh, you're looking on your phone?
Yeah, I'm looking around for it.
Yeah. Well, he said they have one, but they haven't tested it yet.
Yeah, course there are generics available, but it's not on the market yet.
What do you think the closest to Vibrid would be? And why would it be so specific? I mean, if you really got...
Oh, that's the thing about pharmacology. I mean, some people just respond to certain stuff and not to others.
So there's 5 serotonin reuptake inhibitors, and 4 of them may do nothing for you, and then the 5th may really work.
That's the mystery of psychiatric medication. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking through the list of what's coming up on the generic, and I don't see Vibrid coming soon.
Mm. I see. There's a on deck and in the hole and everything.
By year, I can sort of...
Uh-huh.
Predict what's
what are we?
There it is, coming out in 2022.
Oh, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, what super boring website are you looking at?
GoodRx.com.
Mm-hmm.
When generics come out.
All right. So, Max, you know, look, here's what I can say. $350 sounds like a lot. It's, $77.50 a week.
Is that a month supply?
He said it was $350.
He didn't say a month. He said per prescription. I'm assuming it's
a month. He said a month.
He said month? Okay. Yeah. All right.
Max, it's $350 bucks a month?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. So let's see. 80 is that? Yeah, it's like $77.50 or something like that. Gary knows. The point is this. As I've said before, Drew, I got to go get some more dental surgery next week. I went in there, I got the thing, and the guy said this, and the guy said that, and I did a bunch of stuff, and I paid him, like, I don't know, $1,100 or something, but my mouth works. Mm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, your girl's happy, and it's $77.50 a week. That ain't free, but I don't know. People kill themselves.
Well, and not only that, I mean, are you drinking Starbucks anguish. Every day? Or you, what are the things you'd use in spending money
where
on?
Can we find that?
Where can we find the $77? Yeah.
Yeah, just this thing of like, hey, this thing really works, but it's not worth less than $100 a week. And it's like, well, maybe, I don't know, maybe but it is.
It is sort of the way pricing is supposed to work. And we have decided that healthcare is an entitlement, therefore it should be free.
Right.
Right. And so the fact that it cost to develop Vibrant cost over $800 million to develop that.
You know that.
That's just what it costs to get something through the FDA.
Right.
And it may cost up to $1.5 billion, actually. And so they have their time then. They have only a certain period of time, usually about 6 years, to get their money back for that investment.
Yeah, I don't – my thing is big whatever. I've never really – decided anyone was evil. Like, they want to make a profit and they're doing it over sick people. It's like, yeah, okay. If we didn't have that, then we'd have no medicine.
Right.
So, number one, like, I'm not, you know, it's like, oh, those guys come up with an album, they put it on the internet, then you download it for free. It's like, no, I don't think that's your music. You're not entitled to their music.
Yeah.
You're not entitled to their drugs. I mean, they spend a lot of money. Now, in my world, don't have it be $1 billion to get it through FDA.
Well, that would be a nice thing, yeah.
That would be nice.
Most of it is attorney expense.
Understood, as it always is. And so, but big picture, $350 a month for happiness or not to be in anguish or whatever it is, many people would happily pay that throughout history. And would like the opportunity to pay it. Now, you can say, like, well, we don't make a lot of money, but I get it. And you can go, that's a lot of money. And you go, I get it. This is this person's happiness.
Well, and to be fair, try some other things. Get a doctor to help you try some of the things that would likely work. Don't just try one and go, that's it, it's over. Try a couple of medicines. Give it a shot. See if you can save the money. And if you can't, then you know you have that option at least. And in 2022, it's going to be $5.
And also what Drew was saying with think about the Starbucks and packing a lunch. All right, True Car, 60 seconds. That's how long this commercial lasts. What else can you do in a minute? Well, get an offer on your car. That's right. Very easy to get an offer on your car. Just go to True Car. Use your smartphone or your computer. Enter your license plate number. Watch your car's details come popping right on up. Answer a few questions. Get an accurate True Cash offer from your local certified dealer. Then you bring your car in. They'll check it out with you. Ask questions. Get answers. Do it together. And no surprises. Just answers. When you leave, you can check in your car and you can walk out of there with a check or you can trade it in. And get a new car, get a used car. When you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, you always check out True Car. That is True Car today. So, Drew, what else are you thinking, boy?
How are your parents doing these days?
They're boy. Old.
Yeah.
They're just they don't.
They got to be very old, though, right?
They don't. It doesn't. I've told you, most people. If you think about aging, there's two parts of aging. There's an aesthetic part of aging, like, oh, a person's got wrinkles and gray hair and blah, blah, blah. And then there's the part where they don't get to do what they used to do.
Right.
And you don't realize, and I think most people get caught up on the aesthetic, but they don't realize that doing what they used to do is really the marker for aging.
Mm.
Like, this guy loves skiing. You know, every year he'd be gone for skiing. It was his life. He said, look at his bumper sticker. Yeah. I'd rather be skiing. You know, He drove an Audi wagon with the four-wheel drive because he used to go ski, 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 right? And he loved it. And he can't ski anymore. Right? So, and you see the guy sitting there in the chair, and he's having trouble getting up. He's like, well, he's never skiing again. You know, that those are, you look in the back, you see the pictures of the trophy that he won skiing or something, and you go, well, none of that. Mm-hmm. Or he handled a sailboat. That guy could sail, you know what I mean? He'd sail. He'd go to Catalina every other week. You know, it's always... Here's what they used to do.
Yeah.
And that's a marker for aging.
Yeah.
My parents never did anything. So you don't, I mean it, Drew. I know I've brought this up to you before. You do not experience them aging. It sounds nuts. It's really the sanest thing I've ever said.
You don't. What they've always done.
My dad's always sitting down with a book behind him. You know, he's sitting down with a bookshelf behind him, and he's sitting wearing sweatpants on a sofa with a trumpet somewhere nearby, and he's like kind of pontificating. It's exactly what he's doing now.
To whom?
Well, just the wall or the cat or no, when I show up, he's doing when you would show up and you'd go like, where's Dad? He's in the garage. And then, you know, you walk in the garage and he'd shut the hood of the Mustang, go, here I am, boy. Help me clean up. We'll have a beer. Oh, well, no, you're not doing that anymore. My dad never did. He never did that. He was just sitting in the living room with a book.
Yeah.
You don't experience aging. My parents are old as shit, but they do the same.
How old are they?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. Can you Wikipedia my dad?
Ooh, Gary.
Gary,
I believe we've tried and failed, but I'll take another stab.
I would say, how old are my parents? Do we know?
Well into the 80s, right?
Oh, yeah. I think my dad is probably 2 years older than my mom. Probably.
Would it make sense if your dad was like 85. He had you like around 35, 36?
Younger than
that. No. Younger than that? No. I think my dad's like 88.
That's what I was thinking.
89. And my mom's probably 86, 87. Either way.
90s are not fun. You saw your
grandfather. They're doing the exact same thing they were doing when they were in high school.
But you saw your grandfather deal with that, right?
I just like the idea that this whole lethargy is finally paying dividends and that I do not process their aging. It took a while.
It's nice. They don't lose anything.
My dad hasn't lost a step because he never took a fucking step. How's old man Carolla doing? Same as he ever was. He's doing the exact same thing he was doing in 1969. Nothing. Like, I don't experience. I mean, here's how I've experienced
what was his
my
politics. Mom. He was sort of a liberal guy, right?
He was always kind of liberal. Now he's
got Trump derangement syndrome now.
Yes, Trump derangement syndrome now. So I should leave the MAGA hat in the car. Mental note. But now he has Trump derangement syndrome, which is weird. But it does kind of flow with the narcissism kind of that he is, that he thinks the guy who doesn't vote or pay taxes or something has real strong thoughts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's part... I found the derangement system, not thinking Trump's a pompous ass or disagreeing with whatever policy. That's not the narcissism. Syndrome is narcissism.
Yeah.
So he has that. My mom probably has that too. But I experienced my mom, which is she comes over, she sits down, she drinks half a glass of champagne. We talk about some other family for an hour and a half, and then she leaves.
She comes to your new house?
Yeah. She doesn't – there's no activities that she ever did.
Does she like the house? Does she talk about it?
Yeah. I mean, she doesn't talk about it that much, but she seems
about your,
to like
your
it.
Your stepfather?
He doesn't – he's so he's weird.
I think he'd like that stuff.
Talking about the house?
Or the theater.
Yeah, it's always – it's difficult. It's always difficult. It's you're talking to people who don't like talking. So it's not you think it's about the subject. It's not really about the subject.
So he's kind of got Asperger's, right?
Yeah, he has something wrong.
Does she have something
like that? She's probably just perpetual victim meets sort of global depression, meets rage just below the surface, meets leave me alone, meets I don't ask me to do anything, meets I'm not going to do anything, meets everything has kind of a weird negative bummer spin to it, meets a kind of weird narcissism, you know, throughout.
Yeah.
You know, like, again, she loved Jon Stewart, and then I knew Jon Stewart, and then she hated Jon Stewart. Now, you don't have to. You can continue to love Jon Stewart just because he's friends with your son. That's not going to prevent
your
you.
Mom.
No. So that's the part that goes into this weird kind of angry narcissistic thing. It's not just a I don't know anything about show business. It's, oh, no, I do know something. I love this guy. And then you know this guy. I'm out. That was the greatest. That's all I ever needed to know about my family. She found out me and John were friends. She's done.
Let me tell you about a pretty scary situation that you need to know about, which is these USB charging stations at the airport have a cost you cannot see. USB ports pass data so cyber criminals can modify USB connections to install malware or download your data. This is mortifying. The idea that I'm just plugging my phone in for a little charge at the airport and all of a sudden cyber criminals are modifying it and installing malware, that is ridiculous. But I like the convenience of my phone. I like all the things I can do on it, so I've got to have something to protect myself. Much like when we invented the automobile, we had to come up with car insurance. We had to buy tires and brakes and so many ways in this new cyber world for cyber criminals to take what is yours. Good thing, LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds the power of Norton Security to help protect you against threats to your devices that you cannot easily see on your own, nor can you fix them. But they can. If there's a problem, they have agents who will work to fix it. If there's anything at all that goes wrong at LifeLock, right, Matt?
That's right. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor or transactions at all businesses. But LifeLock with Norton Security can see threats you might miss on your own. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use promo code Adam for 10% off your first year. That's promo code Adam at LifeLock.com or 1-800-LIFELOCK for 10% off.
All right. Well, you can check out my stand-up show. Well, Phil's trying to get in here.
Oh.
You can go to adamcarolla.com and see me do live stand-up wherever and check out my stand-up special. Not Taco Bell material as well and all the offerings at Chassis. C-H-A-S-S-Y. Lots of other good procured movies Ooh. Over there for you guys to check out. Drew, what do you got?
Go to doctor.com, get the family of pods, watch the opium series that's there or listen to it or read it. It's all there.
And you can download new episodes of 22 Hours, American Nightmare, on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One. Until next time, I'm Crow with Dr. Say. Mahalo.
This is Corolla Digital.
Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 channels and thousands of movies on demand completely free. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. You don't even need to sign up to watch for free. Pluto TV is easy. It's completely legal. And it's the best way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. You never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV. Not sure what you're waiting for. You can be rolling in a matter of moments. Download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices. Do it today, including your phone and Roku and Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStations, and anywhere else you stream. And also, don't forget about my channel, Chassis, C-H-A-S-S-Y, Chassis Channel. Number 501, it is the best. It is Pluto TV.